within Australia in the construction industry, we get about 190 suicides a year, which is a one every 2 days. And so for an area that's not really known about in terms of mental health and suicide, that's a really scary figure. And I think for the guys that work within the industry, it's pretty confronting. And the fact is, a lot of people don't know about it. And that's really what a lot of groups are trying to promote at the moment.
How does that stack up with some of the other male-dominated industries?
Yeah, so there's not a huge amount of research. It's something that's starting to come through. Obviously, certain industries like emergency services are going to have really high rates of suicide just based on the fact of the trauma that they're experiencing. But then in comparison to certain things like manufacturing, which is another male-dominated industry, you know, construction is a lot higher than that. And then if you further compare construction to general white-collar work, you know, that's when you see the real difference in that these male-dominated industries, these labour-intensive sort of work environments are, you know, really showing a drastic increase in suicide rates, and that's something that we really need to focus on.
And Richie, you've been in this game for many years. Is it something that you've seen the face of it change, or more awareness has been brought to it, or has it always been obviously an issue to you?
Yeah, look, I don't think for me personally I've seen a real massive change in the face of it. I think it's becoming more highlighted now because there are a few things now drawing a bit more attention to it. Mates in Construction's obviously Simo works in with, from that clinical point of view. They've got quite a larger presence on site now than I feel like they have before, especially when I was like an apprentice. So me being in the industry for the last 14 years, I think I'm starting to find in the last few years especially, their message is getting stronger and stronger now, which is fantastic to see, and obviously supports those guys out on site.
And in terms of those mental health issues, what are some of the situations that you've come up against or that you've seen guys that you work with experience? What kind of things are they generally?
Yeah, look, that's a difficult question, Callum, because obviously men's mental health is over such a wide range of aspects. Depression seems like a big one. Obviously, anxiety and stress, they're quite prevalent amongst guys that I have worked with and are working with. And I guess it's the fear of the unknown. For me, it would be those three things mainly I see as an issue in construction for men, for sure.
And so do we think it's related to the work itself or just the fact that there's a high concentration of men there?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of research that's looked at occupation industry and its relationship to suicide and suicide outcomes, looking at things like job security, job demand, job control, you know, those things where an employee's got a role within how they decide they can do the job. I know when I was working construction, it could go 6 months and I could change companies.
Right.
Yeah, that is a massive point there, Simo, because depending on the contracts and how big the companies are, that particular worker might only have a project to sit on for 6 to 12 months. Once the company's done that contract, then sorry, guys, you're back out to market.
So they don't have that security there.
Correct.
Yeah, so it's always sort of on the edge of your seat for a lot of guys, knowing that, well, I've got the next few months sorted out, you know, if that comes to fruition, but then I'll have to go and find something again after that.
Correct, yeah.
And it's something that's really not touched on a lot. I think that external perception of construction is, you know, oh, they make a lot of money and they're doing really well for themselves, but it's like, yeah, okay, that's got a lifespan on it.
Yep.
And then you get that build and that's completed. And then there's a lot of guys just standing there going, well, where's my next paycheck coming from?
Yeah.
And that's just one of the components that we're talking about. That's part of the research that we're trying to do, is to understand how these factors play a role.
And from what you guys have seen, what's the culture like in that industry?
I deem the culture pretty good. I'm a bit of a boy's boy, so I feel like I fit in with that culture pretty well. The old stereotype would be apprentices has to earn their stripes.
Yeah.
You know, they
the
get
rookie.
A bit of, yeah, the rookie. Yeah. Yeah. And they get a bit of shit hang on them, you know, and mucked around with every now and then. But at the same time, you know, they're there to learn a job and you've got to earn those stripes, like I said, and work your way up to that tradesman. Then once you hit that tradesman level, you know, that's when you start getting the respect, and it's those years in the field and being able to teach others and things like that. So, look, there is banter. There's always banter, but everyone has a line with banter also. And that can be hard to judge at times, especially with, I find, apprentices. You know, they're in a real sort of transition part of their life, coming out of school, entering an apprenticeship.
Not so sure of themselves,
exactly.
And eager to impress and stuff like that.
And
so
then they're out amongst, you know, grown men of potentially been in the industry for 20, 30 years, and they've just got to come up to speed real quick, you know. So that's a massive thing for somebody's mental psyche as well as just their learning curve out on site. But in general, you know, the people around you are very supportive. You know, you'll get different characters, obviously, wherever you go. But, yeah, it is a good culture, I feel.
Because I think the stereotype would be that it is a hyper-masculine culture, very macho, men a few words, good with their hands, don't say much.
Correct.
Has been the stereotype. I'm sure it's probably not the case. And what do you know about that?
Yeah, look, it's super interesting because there is research that supports the understanding that when you look at things like, you know, hegemonic masculinity, that traditional embodiment, stoicism, you know, strength, not talking about your feelings, all those sorts of things. There is research that's suggesting that these male-dominated industries do have this culture. And it's another aspect of the research that we're really trying to tease apart whether or not, you know, these male-dominated industries do really adhere to these cultures. And maybe that's what's limiting, you know, these guys coming out and talking about it, because, you know, we do hear reports and there's a lot of anecdotal evidence about, oh, he was bullied and told he was weak and that's what led to these outcomes. But, you know, that's something that needs to be teased apart. And, you know, whether or not this next generation in particular, and I think me and Richie talk about it a lot in that, you know, I would look at myself and if you wanted to put a blanket cover on, I think we're both quite masculine men.
Thanks, mate.
But, you know, on the flip side of that, you know, we're quite happy to talk about our feelings. Yeah. I know that if was struggling with something, there's no doubt I'd ring Richie and Richie'd ring me, you know. And that's sort of, I think we're transitioning away from that a little bit, but it's definitely something that needs to be looked at and sort of discussed with the guys to understand. Because if you've got a perception that somebody doesn't want to hear it and he's going to perceive you as weak, yeah, you're not going to talk about it. So it's something that sort of really needs to be teased apart.
Yeah.
Look, in terms of the construction industry too, my thoughts are personally, you know, we have a lot of, you know, I'd call myself being brought up by the old school guys and sort of that picture that you're painting there, you know, you're sort of, you know, just get on with work. You don't talk about your feelings, you know, push it aside, just keep going, man up and let's get into it. And in terms of that, that culture is, I find, starting to change a little bit. I think younger people are a lot, when I say younger people, you know, those teens to early 20s are probably a bit more in touch with their feelings a bit more now than what they used to be. Whether that's because of social media, things like this, have got more access to information. Simo might be able to answer that. Yeah. But I think there is that slowly, you know, a slow develop of a culture change there, because like guys like us who have been bred by those older hardcore school guys, you know, we're sort of going, yep, that's cool. We understand that now, but guess what? There's a softer approach to it as well, and we've got to look at more aspects of, you know, people's characters.
There's the responsibility on you guys there as the older generation and the guys who are, you know, they're not in their early 20s now, but perhaps they see that these people are open to this and this is sort of how they do things a bit differently.
For sure.
It actually takes the older guys to be leaders and say, okay, well, we'll listen to them. We won't judge them for that. And maybe they're right. Maybe some things could do with changing in that regard. So it's like you guys really have to accept that rather than just go, oh, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
And I think there's a big transition there that's happening within society and the construction, regardless of whether it's a hyper-masculine culture, in that you're starting to get these people go, oh, hang on, we actually need to look at this. But I mean, for me, sometimes I live in this space and I live and breathe it and I'm like, oh, no, we're way past stigma reduction and, you know, everyone knows about mental health, but there are still those pockets of it where people are like, you know, I mean, we talked about it just then. People don't know about the rates and the stats and you're like, really? You know, do people not, are they not aware that these are conditions that are really prevalent throughout society and this is a high-risk group and we need to be understanding of that. But, you know, groups like Mates in Construction that we touched on earlier have done a really good job at getting the message out there that, you know, we always say it's okay to not be okay, you know, I think it's starting to break through, but we still got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
And that message has to come from guys like you who've worked in it, who understand it, who live and breathe it like you do still, Richie, who are willing to not only accept that we need to be more open about this stuff and you guys need to take on that role of being a mentor, but also want to talk about it yourself and open up and try to make that into a tough thing, because the only way that it's going to look that way is if it comes from guys who look like tough bastards.
I think that's to a degree. And it's been a big transition, look, even for me personally, when I got, you know, into psychology. And it probably wasn't until 6 to 12 months ago that I started to get really comfortable to talk about my own experiences. You know, we talk about it as lived experience, and it's a new sort of developing area, but it takes a bit, you know, to get comfortable with coming out and being like, yeah, I've been through this and I've been through that. And I think Richie's fantastic at it, you know, very open. But yeah, that's where we're trying to create this advocacy that, you know, look, I'm a normal bloke, you know, I've worked construction for a long time. I lift weights, you know, I drink beer.
Do
I'm
you?
Just, yeah. Come on, mate. Do the beach muscles, mate. But you know what I mean? And it's this thing that it's like, hang on, you know, Richie's an ex, you know, you're a fighter. Like, you know, if there's any, if there's a picture of a bloke's bloke, I look at Richie and you're kind of like, it's all good, you know, if everyone can talk about it and it's okay for you to be experiencing these things.
I think the hard, honest truth is probably the best message at times and not dancing around the subject because. Yep. It's not all going to be, you know, roses and, you know, rainbows and all the rest of it because it's life and life gets tough and we've got to put some tools in place to get through those points and times in our life and do get on with it. And if that means speaking about our feelings and our emotions, then so be it. We've got to do it.